Welcome back to the Voice of Hope. Happy New Year, everyone. Today is January the 7th, 2023, the first Saturday of a new year. And I just wanted to stop by tonight. I want to offer you a few words of encouragement in the beginning of this new year. But before I begin, I want to start out with a beautiful worship song by Jason Crabb. Expect the unexpected. Turn up the volume. Worship with me. So true. Expect the unexpected in this new year, in this brand new year that we're in. Leave the old behind and press forward to what God has for you in your life. I was thinking about this just in the last few days, and I know many of you out there probably have been thinking, you know, the same thing. of what you have went through in your life, and maybe the first of the year has not started off so great for you. And but I have learned in my lifetime, through all my trials, through all the situations that I've experienced, battling sickness for many, many, many years, all the deaths that has happened with me in just the past few years in my life, going through a divorce of many years, I could just go on and on and on. And we feel like sometimes, you know, well, I don't know that this year is going to be any different than the years previous. It just keeps getting heavier and heavier. And on top of that, yesterday brought to my remembrance, I actually live here in Florida, as many of you know, that's been listening to the podcast for some time now. And we had two hurricanes that hit our state within a very short period of time, one around the end of September, and then one soon after that, about 30 days or so, wasn't too long after that. And I had already had damage from the first one, a lot of damage that had damaged one side of my home. I still have not got those repairs done. You know, I'm still believing, I'm still trusting, and I know God's going to supply the needs, the funds to get these repairs done. And so yesterday I was, you know, feeling kind of down about that. And there's been a lot of things going on in my family, you know, a lot of illness, you know, just a lot of things have been going on in my family, as so many of you out there are experiencing a lot in your own life and your family's lives and friends, and just so many things that's going on around you and in the world. And so I was having a down day, and I thought, well, let me call. I had put in a request for some extra help, you know, from FEMA way back when the hurricane hit, and the first week of October, actually. And it's been quite a few months now, you know, going on 4 months since that. And it just seems like, wow, am I going to get help for this, you know? And I thought, well, let me call and check. I was just going to put it off until, you know, the end of next week and call. But I thought, no, let me do this today. Well, before I make calls sometimes, I always, well, all the time I pray for, you know, that right person to answer the phone, or divine connections, or someone that can really help me, you know, that will listen. And I was so blessed yesterday by this beautiful lady that answered the phone. We started out in a conversation because our names were similar, right? And this is how amazing God is, and how He uses things like me calling in to check on the disaster that I've had from this hurricane, to use this person that I feel like was a divine connection to encourage me. Now, she had no clue that I was feeling down yesterday. She had no clue what I was going through. And so as we begin to talk, you know, about my claim and everything, and we begin to talk, and I begin to listen to her, and she just so encouraged me. And, you know, that my latter days are going to be better than my former. And she had no idea what has went through in my lifetime, what I went through in my lifetime. She had no clue, but God did. And he knew I needed to hear those words yesterday. He knew I needed to hear that. And it so encouraged me and just blessed me so much. So I want to encourage you out there. You know, what you're doing, and every one of you out there have a call upon your life. No matter what job that you have that you are doing, no matter what it is, God is using you in every moment, in the least moments when you expect it. He puts that person before you, whether it's on a phone call like I had yesterday, whether it's in a grocery store, whether it's in a restaurant, whether it's in a doctor's office, whether you may be delivering something to someone, food, groceries, wherever it is at. You don't know when you come in contact with that person what they're going through. And sometimes smiling, kindness, just listening to them. It's just what they needed at that moment. You may speak some life into them that just encourages them to keep pushing forward in their days ahead. So continue to get out there in your everyday life when you feel God moving upon you to say something to someone or encourage someone. Maybe it's just a smile. Act on it. You just don't know what it may do for someone else. And I just wanted to share that with you today. Never be ashamed to speak out about God to someone, because I know it's what I needed to hear yesterday. And I know sometimes you may feel uncomfortable, like, is that you, God? You know, should I really say this? Should I really not? But I've learned every time when I obey, I have been in an elevator going to a doctor. And the simplest thing, like someone commented on my shoes. I have these little ballerina shoes and they sparkle at the end. And this, I get lots of, you know, people notice them. And this lady's like, oh, I love your shoes. So we start talking, right? And she's from somewhere else. She's not even from Florida, actually. And she's seeing this doctor in the same building I am. And I just felt like I needed to pray for her. And I was like, you know, we're surrounded by all these people. I don't know. And then when I acted upon it and said what I felt like God was showing me, she's like, that's what I needed to hear. I needed that confirmation. And I never seen the lady again. I may never see her again. But at that moment, I obeyed God. It encouraged her to go on her way with hope that God is hearing her. God, He knows what she needs. So that's what you do when you act upon what you feel God is wanting to use you to do. Whatever it may be in whatever walk of life you're in. It could be in the grocery store. Who knows? When you act upon what God is asking you to do, whatever gesture it may be small, it may be big to that person that you're making that to. Act upon it, because it could just change somebody's day and their whole outlook on life. And I have had so many of my friends out there that has spoke life into me on so many, many days when I couldn't even feel like I could get out of bed and make it one more day with the struggles that I faced. So I want to thank you all out there who have spoken to my life, who have prayed for me on many days, who have sent me songs, who have sent me prayers. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. It means more than you'll ever know. I just pray blessings upon you. And I wanted to share the Jesus calling today. It blessed me, and I hope it blesses you too. It says, it is impossible to praise or thank me too much. As it is written, I inhabit the praises of my people. Oh, he so does. Sometimes your adoration is a spontaneous overflow of joy in response to radiant beauty of rich blessings. At other times, your praise is more disciplined and measured, an act of your will. So true. It's not always easy to praise when you're going through hardships, right? I dwell equally in both types of praise. He so does. Thankfulness also is a royal road to draw near to me. A thankful heart has plenty of room for me. When you thank me for the many pleasures I provide, you affirm that I am God, from whom all blessings flow. Oh, yes, they do. When adversity strikes and you thank me anyway, you trust in my sovereignty is a show peace in invisible realms. Fill up the spare moments of your life with praise and thanksgiving. Yes. This joyous discipline will help you live in the intimacy of my presence. Oh, yes, it will. Yes. Thank you, Jesus, for that word. That so blessed me today, because it isn't always easy to praise God. It isn't. And many times we have to praise him through the process, through the things that we're going through in our life, you know, as hard as they may be. But the more you praise him, the more peace he will give you to walk through that storm, walk through that trial, walk through that sickness, walk through the loss of a loved one, come out of that addiction that you may be in. The more you praise him, and I know many of you think, how can I praise him through everything I've went through? You may have even experienced some deep trauma. You think, you don't understand what I went through. I don't, but God does. Praise him through the process, as hard as it is. I wanted to leave a few scriptures with you that I had shared with a friend today, and there are a couple of my favorites. The first one is 2 Corinthians 12:9. He said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. You know, I never really understood that for a long, long time. But then I learned on some of my weakest days, I pushed through to give you these podcasts. And it blesses me. And I realize when I listen back from a few years ago when I started the podcast, I know on some of those days I made them. I don't know how I did that. But it was by the grace of God. To God be the glory. I couldn't do it without him. And another one is 13:5. I will never leave you nor forsake you. No, he won't. He never will. He never will. And I just wanted to say a prayer with you today. Lord, I just come to you. First of all, I thank you for being able to come to you in prayer. I thank you, Lord, for being able to uplift all these precious, precious, beautiful people out there listening today, tonight, whenever they listen. Lord, you know their struggles. You know what they're going through. You know their hearts. Lord, I ask that you would strengthen them. Lord, I ask that you would give them wisdom. You would give them knowledge to go through their journey in life, whatever their journey may be. And Lord, I ask that you would just wrap your loving arms around them. Hold them extra tight today. Love on them. Let them know that you're always there in this moment, in every moment forward. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And I wanted to end the podcast today with a beautiful song. Oh, I love this song. And it's by Pastor Mike Jr. If you've not heard it, oh, go and download it on YouTube. Save it in your favorites. I listen to it on many days. And it's titled, Amazing. Our God is amazing. If it wasn't by the grace of God, I couldn't have made it even to speak to you today. So as you listen to this, worship with me again. Praise him for all the days he's brought you through. And you're still here in 2023. And he's going to bring you through more days. And they're going to be amazing. So turn that volume up again. Worship with me. Praise God, because he's truly amazing. As you listen to this.
I don't know about you, but for me, life has been crazy. And every now and again, you gotta stop and think back on how good God has been. Have you ever had a flashback and thought to yourself, how in the world did I survive? But I tell you what, no matter how far God takes me, I will never forget. I still remember. I remember when. I remember when he saved my life. Everything before that was just a blur. I was wild, living real foul. I just want right. No, no. I remember when he changed my name. From sick to heal, from broke to blessed. Now I can testify that I'll never be the same. The truth is, I should be crazy. to the God who's the head of my life. I want to thank you. If it had not been for you, I could have died last year, thinking about the last tears, thinking about the last time that I called on you, and you came through. I remember when. My God is amazing.
I don't know about you, but my God is amazing. Love that song. Pastor Mike Jr., amazing. So I just wanted to leave that with you today. I hope it offers you some encouragement in this new year, 2023. And remember all the things that God has brought you through, and He's going to continue to bring you through. Our God is amazing. So if no one has told you today, let me be the first. You are so loved. So wherever you're at in your part of the world, get out there today and spread some hope, spread some love. This world needs it now more than ever. So join me back here on the next episode of The Voice of Hope. Much love to you all. God bless. This is where hope happens. See you real soon.